Welcome back to Mallory's Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I want to specifically thank you all for tuning in after such a very large hiatus. I had an unfortunate last year with some personal problems that left me incapable to committing to all of the endeavors I had set forth for myself. But luckily now, I am finally back and I have great news to share with all of you. So I'm sure you've all heard of my baby, my TV show, Weird World Adventures. It has the same name as this podcast. And if you haven't, I'm going to tell you all about it. But first, Weird World Adventures, my show, will be releasing on Amazon Prime and Tubi this spring. I've decided to conduct a podcast as I watch through each episode of season one, and I'm going to go through it with you guys and kind of give a commentary, some fun behind-the-scenes stories and recaps, and I think it'll be really fun. So coming up here, we're going to have an episode of the podcast dedicated to an episode of the TV show. So there'll be one for one as I recap and watch and talk to you about the show. First, let's talk a little bit about what is Weird World Adventures. What is it? So here's my little bio for it. From the creative mind of Explorers Club member Mallory Mackey comes Weird World Adventures, a uniquely bizarre travel show releasing on Amazon Prime and Tubi this spring 2024. Weird World Adventures shows you just how uniquely bizarre this world of ours can be. Join Mallory as she drives across America, and later the globe in future seasons, bringing the beauty, wonder, and weirdness of our world to your television screen. Virtually explore places you may either be too afraid to or too cool to visit for yourself. From ghosts to psychics to out-of-body experiences to skepticism and beyond, we're going to see it all in this unique travel show. Are you ready to explore this weird world? All right, so that's it in a nutshell. It's a lot of the topics that we actually talk about here on the podcast, except, you know, in format where we actually go there and travel and hold investigations and have adventures formatted for television or streaming. And here I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the development of the show. This is a little less scripted, a little more casual, so I hope you don't mind. Weird World Adventures was first conceptualized in 2017. The idea first came to me when I ran into someone who told me about show pitches. It's funny, like working in Hollywood for so many years up until that point, I had been there for 7 years. I had never quite thought that I could make my own show. When I came out to Los Angeles, it was in the age of everybody starting to make their own content. YouTube took off right around that time. So I did work on a lot of web series for people, and we even created our own web series, you know, at my house. But it was always, you know, with and for the people that I worked with. It was never my idea. There was never anything I was passionate about where I was like, I need to create this show. And I don't know why, but in 2017, that was the first time that idea really struck with me is, you know what? I do have a great idea for a show that I want to do, and I really want to do this. And it just came from a friend telling me she was working on her own show and showing me, you know, what a show pitch might look like. And I'm like, I can do this for myself. And it was kind of in that moment. I think that year I had also just recently traveled to France. I did the catacombs in Paris. I went across the countryside in Ireland. And I was like, you know, I have really good ideas about some strange places, non-mainstream travel. And so, you know, the idea kind of formulated in 2017, I guess is what I'm trying to say. In 2018, I put together my more developed materials, and I really kind of put together a 10-episode arc of what I would want to do. It was pretty terrible. I'm not going to lie. It was definitely not what it is today, but I did it. I didn't really know what else to do with it, so I kind of let it lie from there. But that was when I developed my full list of materials, and it was all conceptualized. And I had ideas of places I wanted to see. Some didn't quite, you know, really work. Some were great and we wound up actually doing in the show. But I kind of just threw all the ideas together and went from there. So in 2019 was when we filmed the pilot episode of Weird World Adventures, which is crazy because that was 5 years ago. I mean, it doesn't feel like it. I have no idea where the time gone. I guess the pandemic kind of just took a chunk out of time from all of our lives. But yeah, I guess it was 5 years ago. It was in February. So 5 years ago, 2019 in February, I actually got the locations that I wanted to film the pilot episode of Weird World Adventures. And at the time, I knew there were three powerhouses that I wanted to get to, that which I thought would help, you know, really push the show and sell it and make it what I wanted it to be. And one of them was conducting an interview and getting to visit the Warren's Occult Museum and speaking with the New England Society for Psychic Research, which we'll talk about that later. Another was the Winchester Mystery House, which, I mean, is if you know what the Winchester House is, you know. It's epic. It's extremely famous. They've made movies about it. It's iconic. And, you know, it was a shot in the dark, but I was like, this is a place that I would really want to shoot at. And then the other location was the Whaley House, because it was in San Diego. It was near-ish to where I live. Like, you know, I could go there in a day. And it's supposed to be the most haunted house in America. So those were the three places I had set my sight on. And in February 2019, like we were talking about, we were preparing to film a movie with, you know, a bunch of my friends. Like, we were doing an indie film. And we had our videographer that pretty much shot all of our stuff, who had moved back to Virginia. And he was flying in to film with us for that month. And I'm like, this is my opportunity. So his name is Pavlo, Matt Pavlo. And he came to town, and I was like, hey, Pavlo, how about you come in a few days early and we film a pilot for me? And I mean, I think he was both kind of like, Mallory, you're crazy. But he was also quite excited for it because, you know, I'm like, I want to go to the Winchester House and the Whaley House. And they're both, you know, we could do a day trip to each and we could make this work if you could get here early. And I think it kind of wound up going like, well, if you can get us into the Winchester Mystery House to film, I'll be there. So I, you know, reached out. And the funny thing that I guess that Weird World Adventures has taught me is to never scare yourself out of asking for permission. You know, I mean, it's always okay to reach out to people and ask questions. And if they say no, they say no. But you sometimes might be surprised when people say yes. And I reached out to the team at the Winchester Mystery House. And I reached out to the team at the Whaley House. And they both said, yeah, come film. So I'm like, hey, Pavlo, I have the Winchester House. So he was all very, very excited about that. And so was I. And we grabbed our friend Jimmy because we needed like someone to just kind of help with stuff. And we decided that it was set and we were going to film the pilot episode. And so it went a little something like this. It's, you know, filming is so much less glamorous sometimes than you might think it would be. I go pick up Pavlo from the airport on, I think it was a Tuesday. Yeah, pretty sure it was a Tuesday. And we go, drive to San Diego from the airport. So we're, you know, we're in the valley in Los Angeles. We drive to LAX. I pick him up and then we drive all the way to San Diego, which is like an additional 2.5 hours. And poor thing just got off the plane and we're on an adventure. And we get into San Diego and we film our interview at the Whaley House, which was just unbelievably incredible. And, you know, it took a couple hours, but I mean, in retrospect, I mean, you know, we're already at this point driving for maybe 6 hours plus for a 2-hour interview. But I mean, you know what? It's what you do. It was an incredible experience. We had a fabulous time. And then we got back in the car and then went back home to the valley. By the time we get to our place, it's like, you know, pretty late-ish, you know, like it's at least evening time. And the next day we had our interview at the Winchester Mystery House. And I believe the interview was at noon. So we had to leave because it's a 5-hour drive to get into San Jose from where we were. So I remember getting up at 2:30 in the morning to do my hair and makeup so we could leave by 3:30 so we could get into San Jose, film a couple different segments around the area, and then make it to our appointment at the Winchester Mystery House. So it was wild. So we barely slept. We got up. I got up at 2:30 in the morning. I think everyone else got up closer to 3:30. We were out the door at 3:30. We drove for 5 hours. We get, you know, we film a little bit in San Jose. We get to the Winchester house. We conduct our interview, which was incredible. And then they gave us a personalized tour of the entire house. We got to see all the places that most people can't go. It was amazing. It was a great experience, and I can't thank the team enough for being just so wonderful towards us, and it really made the pilot episode special. And then, you know, we have to drive back the 5 hours now, and we had to rush. Like, I think we got food and ate it in the car, because that night I had gotten tickets to see Cats, because Cats is like my all-time, you know, favorite musical. I know everyone else in the world hates it, but I love it so much. And it was kind of what got me into theater. And it was in town, and I think my boss at the time had gotten tickets for it. So she's like, well, do you want these? I don't want them. And so we made it back just in time to drop Pavlo off at my house. And then me and Jimmy went to see Cats. And by the time we got to Cats, we were on another level of exhausted. I mean, there's just so much, you know, brain power that gets sucked out of you when you're doing all of that. And there were, I think, free drinks in the lounge. So we were like on another planet while we were watching Cats. And it actually made for a wonderful Cats viewing experience, I will say. It was pretty epic. But it was a full day. And to top it all off, the following day, we started production on our movie. We really just milked it and did it. But you know, that's what you have to do. A lot of times to start out and to do these projects that you love, you have to make it work, and you have to, you know, pour in your time and your soul and find ways that maybe aren't ideal to get it off the ground like that. I mean, you know, everyone laughs about the Mallory road trips. Okay, we're going to do this, and then we're going to go here, and then we're going to do this. But sometimes that's what you have to do to make these things happen for yourself. And I've been blessed to have an incredible team of people who, you know what I'm like when I get in those planning periods. And, you know, and I always ensure that they have, you know, a good turnaround time too. Like, aside from filming the pilot, everything has been wonderful as far as ideal planning with that. But I have a wonderful crew of people who's down for the adventure with me too. And, you know, that's why it's great sometimes to work with your friends, because you know how you work together. And it just makes for the perfect experience. So that was the start of the pilot. And then I think when I really knew that I had a show was a couple months later. I think it might have been a month and a half later, when I actually heard back, which I was shocked, from the New England Society for Psychic Research, from one of their members named Jeek, who's a wonderful person. And he actually agreed to get Tony Spera and himself and one of their other lead investigators, Dan, to conduct an interview with me at the Warren's Occult Museum in Monroe, Connecticut. And, you know, just a little bit of backstory. Ed and Lorraine Warren were demonologists and paranormal investigators. They did the Amityville Horror House, for anyone who might know that. And they're the ones that were behind the classic tale of Annabelle, the cursed doll. And, I mean, they were pretty much the first famous paranormal investigators. They're huge in that world. The Conjuring movies were made about them. So that's them, if you guys know the Conjuring movies. They're also in, you know, the Annabelle movies as well. And that, when I heard back that we could go conduct that interview and I got to meet Annabelle, the cursed doll, and see the real Conjuring mirror in person, I knew at that point, we have a show. That was, I think, the moment when they said yes. That was when I'm like, I have this. This, I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know how this is all going to come together, but I have a TV show. And that was kind of when I got that confidence to be like, we have a pilot episode that has, you know, the New England Society for Psychic Research at the Warren's Occult Museum with the Annabelle doll. And we have the Winchester Mystery House and we have the Whaley House. This is a show. This is exciting. And I would watch this. So that was really that defining moment for me. So then, on another crazy adventure, I'm like, well, let's do more of this. The California stuff was just the first part of the pilot. We have this interview with the Warrens now, so we're gonna conduct another 2 days of filming, and I start throwing it all together. Pavlo lived in Virginia at the time, so I was going to Virginia for my best friend's wedding in May of 2019. So I orchestrated leaving the day after her wedding, or I think it was the night after her wedding, very late, driving to Connecticut, conducting the interview in Connecticut with the Tony Spera and Jeek and Dan, and then turning around, coming back to Virginia, crashing that night, and then the next day we had two other interviews I secured as well. So I wasn't cutting any corners, and we were going to get as much content as we could. So we wound up also getting in touch with the Monroe Institute, which is a center for out-of-body experiences. You've heard me talk about them on the show because I actually started working for them later, ironically enough, because of this chance encounter. So we filmed there. So I got up that morning after Connecticut and drove to the Monroe Institute. And this is just me and Pavlo. And dang, we really had an adventure those 2 days and made it work. We then went to Dinosaur Kingdom 2, which was a little bit farther out. And Dinosaur Kingdom 2 is this wild art park by artist Mark Klein that basically depicts the Civil War happening if dinosaurs were used as warfare in it. And it's just as wild and wacky as it sounds. And it was an experience. We'll get into all of that more in detail later when I start going episode by episode, but this was kind of all of the cluster of wonderful, incredible adventure that made the Weird World Adventures pilot episode happen. So we put together a pilot episode from there, and after that, my materials got better because now I could have a sizzle reel. Me and Pavlo put together a sizzle reel for the show, based on a lot of pre-existing travel content that I had. And the pilot episode started to get formed and put together. And then I kind of adapted my materials from there. And they did get better. They weren't as horrible as they were in 2018. And at the end of 2019, I was in talks with one of the production companies that I really, really wanted to work with. They're a much bigger company. They've done many shows with Josh Gates. And that was kind of like some of their stuff was inspiration for me wanting to get out and make my show. So I was floored to get an interview with their head of development. We talked about he was very interested in Weird World, and we were talking about ways we might be able to make that work. And, you know, just developing what it could later become after the pilot episode. And I feel like, I mean, I was on cloud nine for the first time for my show with this, because I was talking to a dream production company that worked regularly with the Travel Channel, with Sci-Fi, all the networks that were dear to my heart. And it was like, you know, it was a real, the first time I'm like, well, I think I really do have something people want, because one of my main production companies that I want to work with is interested in my show. So we started that conversation. Unfortunately, it was very slow moving. It was very slow moving. It wasn't going to happen at the speed in which I wanted it to happen, which is okay. But it was also, you know, they had many ideas about potentially warping in the show, making it a little bit less what I wanted. So, you know, I was faced with some challenges during those conversations. But I was also, you know, willing to work as a team and potentially adapt and pivot, because that's what you do in the industry. However, at the same time, I started talking with this wonderful person named Elizabeth Saint. Elizabeth has done Ghost of Shepherdston, Paranormal Lockdown, a bunch of those old paranormal shows. She was at the time working on Vidi Space, which was a paranormal streaming network, with Nick Groff from Ghost Adventures. And I sent her all my materials, and she was just immediately like, I love this. I want to put your pilot on my streaming platform. And I remember, I think my response back to her was, well, that's great, but I don't want to just have this be a pilot. I want to make more episodes. Can we make more episodes together? If you're willing to make this an original for you, and, you know, like a Vidi Space original, and we can work together on more episodes, then I would be happy to, like, commit this to Vidi Space. And she liked that idea. So in that moment, I was kind of faced with major production company, major networks, lots of compromises and very slow moving, or complete integrity, out now, you know, more opportunities to make new episodes immediately for this independent platform. And of course, I mean, at the time, it was not even an option. Me and Elizabeth really gelled. I think she's a wonderful person, and we started working together immediately. And Weird World Adventures, the pilot episode, did air on Vidi Space. And it was very well received. It was wonderful. And me and Elizabeth immediately planned more episodes. So from there, we actually filmed another 4. We did one during the pandemic, because then the pandemic hit. And so our next episode we actually did during the pandemic, about places you could find in your own backyard. And that was filmed kind of independently with me and my team, you know, with Elizabeth's support. And then the next 3 episodes, Elizabeth, Pavlo, and I did another road trip across North Carolina and wound up making another 3 incredible episodes. So the first full season looked like it was going to be 5 episodes. And then we were looking and we're like, well, this pilot can absolutely be expanded into 2 episodes because there's so much content and we barely featured any of it. So it was totally redone and pulled apart and made into 2 different episodes. So then we wound up with 6. So the first 6 episodes of Weird World Adventures were completed. And unfortunately, at that time, Elizabeth had some stuff happen with Vidi Space, and we wound up kind of putting a pause on everything. So we had the episodes. We no longer had the network for it. And, you know, we were like, well, it's okay. We'll pivot and we'll start pushing and, you know, getting it out there to other networks, because now we have a completed season of shows. So this was, I think, kind of, we filmed at the end of 2020. This was the beginning of 2021 that we kind of started to develop and edit the last episodes and try to come up with a new plan. So then, fast forward a little bit to, I think it was later in 2021, might have been early 2022, somewhere down the line, we have our episodes, I have my pitch materials, I completely revamped everything. And my very good friend, Melanie, who is part of the PGA and she's a producer, was like, I love supporting my friends. I love supporting people I believe in. I've seen your stuff for your show. I really believe in it. And I want to connect you with the Travel Channel. And that was the most wonderfully amazing thing. The Travel Channel actually came to the PGA and was looking for new ideas. So I was connected with them. And for the next several months, I was in talks about getting Weird World Adventures on the Travel Channel. And that was one of the most incredible periods of time of my life. That was like the dream. I mean, Travel Channel or Sci-Fi Channel were the dreams for me when I started out on this endeavor. So that was, it was surreal. I mean, I'm like, is this real life? Pinch me. And the person I talked to at Travel Channel loved the idea. We were going back and forth. She brought it into the, you know, the pitch room. I was adapting and updating some of my stuff accordingly. They were looking to get into some more of the Fright Light, and that's kind of what this is, because it's paranormal, it's weird, it's also funny. So we were kind of coming at it from that angle, and things looked things looked good for a while, and I was very excited. And then, you know, it's funny, one of the notes I think I got back was, this is too travel loggy. Let's make it a little more, you know, this. And it's funny to be told by travel that your piece is a little too travel-y. But they were, like, on a huge paranormal push at the time. So it kind of, like, helped us in solidifying, putting notes in the final episodes and getting the materials together. And just when things looked really good and I was pretty happy with the thought that maybe I could work together with the Travel Channel, their merger happened. They merged with, Discovery owned Travel, and Discovery merged with the WB, and everything changed. And, you know, the management changed. All of a sudden, shows they had planned were cut. Everything got thrown around. There was a huge halt, and my show just kind of stopped, you know, stopped in the middle of, like, they're like, we like this, but we can't take it on right now because, you know, the merger just happened and there's complete uncertainty and now everything that we're looking for is different. And it's so hard to get so close to this just dream moment and you've done everything, like, you know, independently. And then to get to that level, to get to Travel Channel, to be in major talks, to get sent to, like, you know, their final pitch meetings about everything. And then to just have it be like, oh, you just merged with somebody else and now all of our values are different and we need to figure ourselves out. Oh, it was very hard. So, but again, you know, it was so close so many times to just all these successful endeavors that I'm like, well, I'm not going to give up hope on this. This will be seen and it will come out and it will only get better. Maybe, you know, like maybe this was meant to be. So, you know, a little bit down the line, I got a sales agent for the show. I started international because I wanted to save, you know, the U.S. distribution in case, you know, anything progressed with travel again or they, you know, saw what they needed or things worked out. But regardless, I got a sales agent and that was wonderful. And then we got distribution through the sales agent. Finally, after, gosh, 6+ years of conceptualizing and making this happen, we got distribution with Amazon Prime and Tubi. So it has been one heck of a journey. I'm very proud of how it turned out. It's only getting better because I have filmed a little bit of season 2 and we got to do an interview and stay the night at Dracula's Castle, which was a dream come true. And, you know, do a road trip across the Transylvanian countryside. And then I got to hunt for the 7 Gates of Guinea, which is the voodoo underworld in New Orleans. So there is a lot of amazing things still to come with Weird World. I'm so excited. It finally found a home. I'm very proud to have it out on Amazon Prime and Tubi this spring. And I guess that's the full story in a nutshell. I just wanted to share the experiences to kind of give that backstory for everybody. And, you know, to also just give the insight that even sometimes when things look easy, they're not. There's always so much happening behind the scenes on them. And I've gone through so much with my show. I love the journey. I wouldn't change it. And I'm so happy to have it finally released and to have everybody get to see it. So going forward, the next several weeks, I'm not quite sure the order that this is going to come out. I'm just going to say that right now so we're all clear. I have a couple, you know, other podcasts I'm filming. But then as soon as I have the release date for the TV show, we're going to release one episode a week, mirroring an episode of the show. So I hope you do watch the show and then listen to these companion podcasts that are going to be coming out for that. And yeah, that's everything. So I appreciate your time. Thank you guys for listening again. I hope you really enjoy the show. I hope you enjoy the relaunch of the podcast. And until next week, stay weird.